This is Apollo Control, 126 hours, 51 minutes, ground elapsed time. Some 2 hours and 8 minutes remaining until wake-up time for the lunar module crew, Shepard and Mitchell, who apparently corked off to sleep within about 10 minutes after they made their last voice contact with the control center. The lunar module crew in Antares will wake up at about 129 hours ground elapsed time instead of the flight plan time of 130 hours 25 minutes. Rusa and Kitty Hawk will awaken at about 129.50, which is the flight plan time, to begin his day's work in orbital science experiments. With the early wake-up time for the lunar module crew, it appears at this time that the EVA-2 may be moved up, if provided they are ready. The decision has not been made, of course, to begin EVA an hour earlier, but if they're ready at that time, the flight plan people and flight activities officer sees no reason right now why they shouldn't go EVA an hour earlier. The EVA would be extended about a half hour from 4 hours 15 minutes on the flight plan to about 4 hours 45 minutes. Meanwhile, outside the lunar module, the Apollo Lunar Surface Experiment Package, emplaced earlier during EVA 1 by Shepard and Mitchell, the radioisotope thermoelectric generator, RTG, is supplying the electric power to the experiments. The RTG is now delivering 71 watts to the instruments, all of which are functioning normally, and sending a stream of data to the science staff support room here in Mission Control Center. In another related experiment, although not really part of ALSEP, the so-called LR cubed, or laser retro-ranging reflector, laid on the surface name back toward Earth by Shepard and Mitchell, we have report that at 7:15 Central Time tonight, the McDonnell Observatory, which is part of the University of Texas Department of Astronomy, located atop Mount Locke in the Davis Mountains in far west Texas, had a lock-on with the LR cubed with a laser fired through their 107-inch reflector telescope. The Kitty Hawk is presently about two-thirds of the way across on Rev 23 front side pass, some 13 minutes remaining. Rusa is still apparently asleep, according to the flight surgeon. As a matter of fact, he said he was quite sound asleep. The orbital size for Kitty Hawk is 60.8 nautical miles by 58.8 nautical miles. Flight Director Jerry Griffin has just completed a very leisurely check with all of the console positions here on things upcoming during a rather quiet shift tonight. And at 126 hours, 55 minutes, ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.